Last night I was dreaming, I dreamed about the H-bomb, where the bomb went off and I was caught, I was the only gal on the ground. There were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. There were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only gal in town was me. A 13 man and me, the only gal in town. There were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil wells, two men are giving me gold, and another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring about the 40 carats I hand sold. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. There were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal around. Well, there were three guys dancing the mambo, three guys balling the jack, and all the rest really did their best. Boy, Shelly was a lively pack. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. There were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Though she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause it was just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal around. There were 13 men.
No. One Gal in Town, Five Men Hanging Around. That was by Bernadine. It doesn't have anything really to do with the Bill Haley or the Anne Margaret songs, but it kind of seemed to be reminiscent of those songs. Before that, obviously, though, was 13 Men and Only One Woman in Town by Anne Margaret, which followed 13 Women and Only One Man in Town by Bill Haley in his comments. I guess a 7-year gap. Either way, I was pretty excited when I found the Bill Haley 13 Women, and which is the flip to the side of choice, or at least flip to the hit, Rock Around the Clock. All Your Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at KillerRadio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And most of the time you can listen to me at your leisure by checking out my record and uploaded shows to the KillerRadio.org homepage. Next up, I'm going to play the Norton exclusive, The Midnighters, which is T-H-E-E and then M-I-D-N-I-T-E-R-S. I guess they're a really great East L.A. rock and roll band. And the recordings on this CD are from 64 to 67. And again, I'm not quite sure if they're around a little before then and a little after, but at least that's the dates of the recordings on this Norton CD. It includes their hit Whittier Boulevard, which I'll be playing soon. Let's see, detailed notes, interviews, and unpublished photos in the little booklet in the CD. And I guess that's kind of it. Let's see, I've got a little summary. No, I guess that kind of covers their deal. Either way, so here we go. I'll be playing... Whittier Boulevard by the Midnighters. It's a CD from Norton, and you may even, for those who don't like CDs, it may even come out on an LP. I'm not quite sure. But either way, here we go. East LA, really great rock and roll. Whittier Boulevard, which is obviously a street in Los Angeles, here at Lost in Paradise.
Thank you. my baby's just gone. I don't have no one on. Every night so dark and lonely. My heart is heavy like a stone.
My Girl Back in L.A. by Bob Starr. That was dedicated to Dick Blackburn, who is back east. That is off Just Checking Around, Crazy L.A. R&B, which is a CD you can actually get through Norton as well. Before that was Cry, Cry, Cry by Richie Valens. And then starting off that Los Angeles set was Whittier Boulevard by The Midnighters. I couldn't find my notes, but I just found them. This is what Norton had written, or at least sent with the CD. Original Whittier recordings of this legendary East LA group's top mid-60s stompers, collected here for the first time ever, no ballads, killer after killer of loud, tense, massively attitudinal teenage howlers, absolutely prime cut slammers that ram the Stones into a hot, crowded bullpen wearing long red capes and little else. Music and notes tell the uniquely West Coast story of this group that conquered the charts by chance and retained their legend status with a mega-loyal regional following. Now, for the first time, the universe outside East LA can dig the majestic slam of The Midnighters. So you can contact Norton. They have a website. That CD should be up there, as well as they've got tons of other stuff which is not on their website because it's not necessarily produced by Norton. But I definitely get repos and reissues from them, which are pretty killer, and you could just contact them to get their catalog. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And next up, I've got a tearjerker set. I got a new record, Don't Leave Me, by Lil Tommy Brown, which Dick Blackburn had played, I guess, a couple weeks ago. The archive should be up at the killradio.org homepage if you couldn't tune into that show. And I just got my own copy, and it's pretty killer, and I wanted to do a really great tearjerker set with that song. So starting off this set will be Valerie by Jackie and the Starlights here at Lost in Paradise.
All right. Please don't go. If you leave me, you're gonna hurt me so. Baby, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please don't go. Please don't go. You know I'm sorry. I know I was wrong. Fussing and fighting, maybe all night long. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please don't go. I know you don't love me. Oh yes, I know you changed. But please, 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 please have mercy and give me just one more chance. You know I love you. You know it's true. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. Baby, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Baby, please don't go. Please, please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go.
All right, poor little Tommy Brown. That was Don't Leave Me. Before that was No Longer Believe in Miracles by Ada Ray. I've played that a number of times on this show throughout the many months that I've been on Kill Radio, and I think I have to try to find another female tearjerker. There's got to be one out there somewhere. But either way, I still love that one. And starting off that tearjerker set was Valerie by Jackie and the Starlights. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. And next up, I've got Collegian by the Copaesthetics here at Lost in Paradise.
to be bohemian. You could be collegiate, continentals, button-down shirts, stingy brims, slim gym ties. Or then maybe you dig the bohemian scent. Sneakers, no socks, Bermudas, sweatshirts, get a pan-digging sound, Miles, Brubeck, Shearing. You don't have to be bohemian, you can be Ivy or collegian. It's a ride here, it's a ride with me.
All right, that was Bohemian by the Twilights, a favorite here at Lost in Paradise, haven't played that in a while. And then starting off that set was Collegian by the Capesthetics, which is new, and I don't know, I asked a record collector if they knew anything about those two songs, because I definitely feel like they have one to do with the other, and I'm not sure which came first. But either way, there you go. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. And it looks like I'm going to be running out of time soon, so I'm going to end my show with my last set, which is actually going to be my death set. It's going to start off with The Grave by Tony Casanova, which I played the flip maybe a couple weeks ago. Actually, let me go cue it up. All right, sorry about that. So The Grave, which is the flip to Yeah, Yeah, Come Another Day by Tony Casanova, and you can check out the archived show by browsing the Kill Radio archives. Played it a couple weeks ago, I think. Either way, here we go with my death set, The Grave by Tony Casanova, here at Lost in Paradise.
I she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took it, baby, from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep, endless sleep.
So full of dreams, her young heart filled with lovers' schemes. Now every second she must borrow. They take her life tomorrow. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Now someone holds her trembling hand. Another says, please understand. Why can't see it in her face? Another should be in her place. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Her young dreams never will come true. Her innocence they never knew. Until they found the guilty one. They're sorry now for what they've done. But it's late, too late. For the girl on death row. The girl on death row. The girl on death row.
My baby's I still remember the day she went away. That was the day my angel left me to stay. But I'm afraid to die. Oh, I want my baby back. Oh, I want my baby home. I know that she is gone, but still I want her home.
Folks, that was Death of an Angel by Donald Woods and the Valairs, which I guess I could have put in my tearjerker set. Before that was Why Must I Die, The Girl on Death Row, which was a Duane Eddy and Lee Hazelwood combo, although Lee Hazelwood doesn't always get credit for that one. Let's see, I've got info about that, but I'm going to be running out of time. But either way, that was made for a film that wasn't put in the film, just because the film was about an older woman and that song was about a juvenile delinquent female. Either way, before that was Endless Sleep by Joni Reynolds, and starting off that death set was The Grave by Tony Casanova, which I had played the flip a couple weeks ago, which was Yeah, Yeah, Come Another Day, and you can check out the archived show still at the killradio.org homepage. You can just browse the archive. If you have any problems, or if you have any questions, or if you just want to shoot me an email, you can email me lostinparadise@killradio.org. And again, thanks to Norton for mailing me The Midnighters, the really great East LA rock and roll band. Check out the CD and LP. I think you can start ordering that at the Norton website, which I think is just norton.com, as well as you can contact them to get one of their catalogs. And I guess that's it for today. You've been Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As well as you can listen to me at your leisure by checking out my recorded and archived shows uploaded to the killradio.org homepage. And again, I've said that we've been having some technical difficulty. Hopefully that stuff will be done soon. But either way, hopefully today's show recorded fine. And just tune in next week, because like I said earlier, I got some really killer 45s going to be mailed to me. Hopefully I'll have them for next week's show. So yeah, it looks like it's 11 o'clock. So I'm just going to shoot over to the archives, and thanks for tuning in.